A Prayer to Fight Feelings of Shame, written by Heather Colleary and read by Kelly Gibbons. Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. Psalm 34, verse 5. My most consistent spiritual discipline has been shaming myself about spiritual disciplines. Is that really what God wants for me? Shame takes a lot of mental energy. It also makes spending time with God seem like a chore, something I do because I should, not because I'm legitimately thirsty. Shame is incredibly corrosive. Here's what's crazy. The shame is a lie. I'm not in charge of my spiritual life. Jesus is. I'm not responsible for healing and change. Jesus is. And even if I don't feel adequate, Jesus most certainly is. Turning over that shame to him is a work in progress, though. Here's how I'm practicing. I'd like to want to pray as much as I want to go play a round of Angry Birds. Sometimes I do want that, of course. Praying with my prayer partner, resting on the Sabbath, studying the Word in my small group brings me lasting joy. But often, at 8 p.m., I don't feel like picking up my Bible. I'd rather go zone out. The usual disciplined response to this conundrum is to try harder. But I have a tricky relationship with trying harder after experiencing abuse, spiritual and otherwise, early in my life. I spent years being good under threat. Trying harder repeats patterns that shredded me. I sense God tugging me towards surrender instead of more effort. When I feel shame about not wanting to pray, I stop and offer up a super simple, one-sentence prayer. Help me desire to come close to you, Jesus. I'm trying not to judge the results. I'm trying to stop trying and start depending, to trust that God can change even me. Shame lies about how hard I have to work at faith. Shame keeps me blind to the ways God is already growing and healing me. Shame substitutes a checklist for a relationship. It uses the logic of the marketplace instead of the dear, loving embrace of a father. I'm dropping my yardstick and falling to the ground, ready to depend on the one who whispers, "Beloved." Let's pray. God, these tiny little prayers feel like cheating. Does that even count? Yes, I know they do. Help me combat these feelings of shame by speaking truth, by offering up these small prayers of surrender as I can, and trusting they are enough. Give me freedom from the shame I am feeling. Help me fix my thoughts on you, not on my past, my failures, or hurts. Give me eyes to see your goodness. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for working everything out for my good. Help me trust in your perfect plan. Amen.
Father, thank you for loving and caring for me.
With Christian prayer meditation, you can pray along to prayers based on specific topics. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Christian prayer meditation. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.